Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show, coming to you guys on this Tuesday mid-morning here. I'm taking over for Jeremy this morning. He had to go up to Sedona to hang out with his wife because it was his birthday. So I hope they had a bunch of fun. So here I am at work and decided to be a little productive and get the podcast in midday today. Now, before I get started, absolutely beautiful day here in Scottsdale. I hope you guys are having beautiful weather where you're at. And I wanted to hop on and say thank you to you guys who are always just viewing me on YouTube, Instagram, on the podcast. Really appreciate you guys taking your time to hang out with me. Today, we're going on something that I've experienced in my own life, a lot of people have experienced in their life if you're going on this road, and it's the road to success can be lonely. I'm not telling you guys anything you probably don't already know. If you guys have ever gone for a goal of something different, it's probably been on your own or it has had pushback. And so I just wanted to make a podcast going over, you know, some of the things to help encourage you guys, but also knowing that what to expect when you guys are chasing after a dream, a goal, whatever it could be for yourself. But we're going to start you off with a quote from my man, Dave Ramsey. So Dave Ramsey coming with you where he says, "Live like no one else so later you can live like no one else." And I always just put "live like no one else" now. I like to add that in, but Dave says, "Live like no one else so later you can live like no one else." And I want you guys to think about that. I want you guys to really let that sink in, because I'm going to just share, this is going to be financial part of it, and it's not only financial, but I just put this. The average American income is $48,150 as of 2017. They didn't have any of the updated stuff. So that was the average income. And the average American debt is $38,000 at 2017 as well. So that's the average. That's the normal, right? And so if you guys are trying to do something different, if you're trying to be not the normal, you guys are going to be weird to the normal person. You know, it's normal to have debt. It's normal to be stressed. It's normal to be overweight. It's normal to insert whatever you would like. You know, that's the kind of the reality we live in, because people are okay with being normal. We're okay with settling. We're okay with staying in the lane that we feel comfortable with that. And when you guys are going after something that people can't understand, it's weird, it's challenging, so they can't understand it, it's scary, and now you're going to get pushback from people. And especially I bring this up when it comes into goals for yourself, because it's always your goal, right? So we'll get into that as we go into the podcast. But when I talk about, you know, the road to success can be lonely, I'm trying to say it's not just financially, it's not just fitness, but in all aspects of your life. And I always bring up the financial and the fitness one because it's most relatable. And I'm going to say fitness because it's what I see here every day. I actually just had a talk with one of my clients today about this, and it's something we see. When you're going on this road to be fit, if you're trying to change your life on how you look, how you feel, how you move, you're going to get pushback because you only are known for what you used to be, right? So if you're known for being that person 40 pounds overweight, that's who people associate you with, right? Oh, Judy's coming in and she's a bigger girl, all right? So that's what they're going to always think of Judy. But when Judy starts to make changes, oh my God, Judy, what are you doing to change how you look? There's going to be pushback because there's going to be people who don't want you to change. And this is where we come into the energy givers and the energy suckers. There's people who don't want you to change because when you're changing, it makes them feel worse about themselves. They're seeing someone better themselves and that makes them feel worse about themselves. So instead of doing the thing that you would think they would do is better themselves as well, they're going to try to tear you down. So that's when you're on this road, you got to get rid of all that bull crap. You got to get rid of all the people that are the energy suckers of your life, because you need to be successful. You need to have positive. You need to have build up. You need to have people encouraging you, really getting into it. And then when we go into the fitness, I just tell people, I got a lot of pushback being from the Midwest. Shout out to Iowa. But if you guys are from the Midwest, you will learn that they don't like to eat healthy. And that's not a knock to anybody, but it's just the reality. Like, the amount of times I used to get made fun of because I used to eat chicken and rice, and I'm not even saying that's a healthy meal, but it's not burgers and fries. I used to get made fun of all the time. Like, the one I remember the most is like my dad. He always wanted to eat out, and that was like his social thing of when we would hang out together. And we're sitting there eating out, and we're at Pizza Hut. You know, you have to do that when you're in the Midwest. And he gets a pizza, and I just got a glass of water because I was like, I'm going to eat before. And I'll never forget him saying, he looked at me so mad and just yelled at me because he's like, why won't you just be a normal person? Why won't you just eat like a normal person, right? And so this is where I come back, because you're going to get this in all aspects, if it's the fitness, the financial, whatever, but especially in the fitness realm, because people are going to feel bad when you make the decision to be healthier and make a better decision for yourself, because now they are putting on judgment to themselves that they're like, oh, you think you're better than me because you're not eating the pizza or whatever it is. And I'm not saying everybody does that, but a lot of times I do see that. And I just even tell people here, like, the lifestyle I live, it doesn't make sense to 99%. Like, most of the people I go out on dates with, like, when I say I eat clean all the time, I don't drink alcohol, and they're like, you're 24 and you don't drink. What is wrong with you? Like, and again, I do have drinks every now and then, but it's like, I'm not going out every weekend because I can't do that and wake up at 4 a.m. and function. All right. So, but that's where it's just, you're going to get pushback and you just have to be okay with that. But you need to get the negative people out of your life when you are going to do this, which for a lot of people, when I say you're trying to make a change, you've been away forever, right? And now when you start to make that change, it could be your family, it could be your friends, it could be your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever it is. There could be pushbacks. There could be negative consequences with it because they don't want you to change. You've always been this way. You've always been in debt. You've always been 30 pounds overweight. You've never exercised before, you know? So you're going to see these things come up where you're just going to have honest talk. But that's where we get into the second part of this. I like to go into with the family, the friends, the relationships. They're not going to understand, which I just stated. But you got to understand. They're not going to understand because there's usually two reasons. A, it doesn't make sense to them. Why would you change? You're perfect just the way you are. You look great, but you're not happy with yourself. You know, so that's going to be other things. And then second part, it's your dream. It's your goal. So they're not going to understand your goal, right? Like when I tell people I'm doing this, they look at me and they're like, well, that's stupid. To you, yes, it is stupid. But to me, it means something, you know? So we always just laugh. Me and Jeremy have talks. He's an awesome mentor. But like, I'll say something and he'll be like, do you really want to do that? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And he kind of like pushes back because he's looking out for my best interest in the future, which fast forward, a lot of things he said, I'm now like, okay, well, he was right. But going into it, but like when you guys are in the fitness aspect and you're trying to lose weight, you know, the amount of people that America's overweight, you know, 2/3 of Americans are overweight, 1/3 are morbidly obese, right? They're over 30% body fat. So that's the normal to be fat, to be overweight, to not be healthy. And if I hurt people's feelings when I say that, well, I'm not trying to say anything to hurt any feelings, but if it does hurt your feelings, maybe you need to check where you're at because this is the opportunity to change it. Now, when you are going in to change what your life is going to be, like I said, you're getting that pushback. But when I say it's your dream, nobody else is going to understand. Nobody's going to understand why you want to lose 20 pounds. Nobody's going to understand why you want to make so much money. Nobody's going to understand why you don't want to be in debt. Nobody's going to understand why you want to live in a smaller house or drive a normal car instead of going and paying all this money for crazy things. It just doesn't make sense when it's your goal. So you just have to be okay with having pushback. You know, not everybody's going to understand it. Now, when we get into business-wise, financially, like I come in from the entrepreneurial part of trying to start a business. And again, I'm lucky to be here at Jeremy's where he gives me the opportunity to work for him and then also do my own side hustle on the own, which I'm super grateful for. But when it comes to it, you just have to understand that when you guys are going to be successful in anything, it takes so much effort. It takes so much crazy effort that doesn't make sense. Everything you, when people look at you and say you're successful, they only see the small snippet. They see the small part of what you guys did, but they're not seeing the 10, the 12, the 16-hour days that you're putting in to put it all together. And I always put it like in the fitness realm. If you come and work out with me, you're working out for 30 minutes, an hour max, right? You're out of the weight room for the next 23 hours. So what you do in the next 23 hours is what makes the difference. That's what's going to make you look a certain way. You can come kill a workout with me 30 minutes and then go eat ice cream and we're not going to get anywhere, right? It's what you're doing when nobody's looking that's going to make the difference in that success. And I always bring that up because I bring it into the crazy hours rule. Like when you're starting a business, when you're trying to be successful on a side hustle, on a dream, on whatever you're chasing, it's going to take crazy time, but it's going to take the crazy efforts. And like, for example, just so you guys know, like yesterday, my day, Jeremy's in Sedona. And so like my day started at 4 a.m. I was here at the gym at 4:50 and I trained straight until noon, got my own workout in, got about a 30-minute nap and was able to grab some food, come back. And I'm here at 3 training people all the way until 8:30 last night. I go home, go to bed, and then I'm here at 5:45 a.m. again to train again, and now it is 11 o'clock, and we're going to keep it going till tonight as well. And this isn't me saying, oh, I'm bragging, I'm doing it all the time. I'm just saying that it takes the effort. You have to put in the crazy hours, because you don't know anybody who's super successful who didn't put in crazy amounts of work. And you might have the few off that, you know, they came from money. Mommy and daddy made a bunch of money. But you don't know anybody who started a business from scratch and made it super successful without grinding their face off. And I also put this, there's a quote that always has stayed in my mind, and it was Eric Thomas. And there's a lot of people who wants to party and live and do all the fun stuff in their 20s and 30s, because that's what we're known to do, right? You're supposed to live up your life. And a lot of times the people partying and putting all that fun times in the 20s and 30s are the people who are miserable in the 40s and 50s when they have to work now, instead of they could have put in all this hours and all this time and effort in the 20s and 30s and now lived a little more easily on the 40s and 50s. And so again, there's not a right answer. It's just whatever your life fits you. But I always just say you're going to live two different ways, right? You're going to have to put in the hard work either way. You're going to have to put in the hard work of doing what you want to go chase a dream. You're going to have to put in the hard work of going to a job or doing something that you really don't like, or living in a body that you don't like. So there's that give and take of you're going to have hard work either way. I would just rather put it into what I want for my life. So again, you guys just have to take it where you would love it. But again, I just want you to know that when you're doing this road to success, it's going to be lonely, but you also have to grind. You have to do the hours when nobody else is watching. You have to do the work when nobody else is watching. And it's not always going to make sense to anybody else, but as long as you have that goal, your dream, it can keep you motivated. And then also, I put this out there, being different. You know, like I get told this a lot just because I am a 24-year-old, 25 next week. My gosh, I'm going to be old. But 24-year-old dude who just loves, I love to work. I love having a goal to where I want to achieve because just what it's who I am. But like I've been told I'm so different for my whole life. And that comes from everybody, from like friends, families, girlfriends, everything. Like I'm wired differently and I'm okay with that. But it's okay if you're okay with that. And what I'm going with this is you're got to be different. Right? If you don't want to be that person who's only making, and again, this is to say there's nothing wrong with making $48,000, right? If you're happy as heck, that's awesome. Like that's the goal, to be happy. But if you don't want to be the average, if you don't want to only make $48,000, if you don't want to be $38,000 in debt, you have to do something different with your life. You have to be different than others. You have to be different than your friends who are partying every single weekend and spending all their money on booze and on chicks and on concerts and on everything else, if you want to live a different life than them, right? Like if that's what makes you happy, do that. But if it does not make you happy and you're wanting more out of your life, then you're going to have to make a change and you're going to have to be okay with getting pushback. So just understanding when you guys are going on this road to success and going after your dreams, you're going to have pushback and you're going to have to go through things that aren't always the easiest. So to be honest, guys, that's really good at where I'm wrapping up, is just knowing that wherever you guys are going, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to be a lot of crazy hours and time and energy, and just knowing that not everybody's always going to accept your decisions and what you guys are going for. So I wanted to hop on here, get this podcast out to you guys real quick, just so you guys had something to listen to. But again, if you guys haven't, I really appreciate if you guys could go to either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you guys are at, and just drop me a 5-star review. It does help me out and I would really appreciate it. And if you guys are watching on YouTube, if you could press that like and subscribe button, it would really mean a lot to me as well. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Just remember to keep grinding and going after your goals, and make sure you guys spend time with people you love and do things you enjoy, because your life is too short not to. Stealing that from my man, Jeremy Scott, who just walked in. So I better sign off before he beats me up. All right, you guys, have a good one. Peace.